The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank, where our business experts get to know you, not just your business. Find out more at ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
Well, my next guests today are a married couple who started their business less than 2 years ago, and they're already experiencing the sweet smell of success. Gina and Morgan Cassidy founded the Purcell and Woodcock brand of affordable luxury candles and diffusers after Morgan's previous company finally succumbed to closure after years of battling through the downturn. Their products are now available in over 350 outlets in the UK and Ireland. Gina and Morgan, you're very welcome to the show. Gina, first to you. How did this business come about? Where did you get the idea?
I suppose the idea came throughout the recession in itself. I've always loved lighting candles. For me, it kind of signified the end of the day or the kids getting into bed, lighting a candle on the island in the kitchen to kind of relax. And I suppose three kids in, our disposable income had nosedive a little with childcare and all the associated costs. And I felt there was a gap for kind of a usable luxury product. So there's obviously the aspirational brands, which are beautiful, but naturally they're not something you can buy kind of every day of the week. And then there's obviously the kind of lower price point. And I felt there was a gap in the middle for something that gave kind of a high quality, but it was something you could actually use and enjoy rather than the typical kind of candle that people would have in their mantelpiece that they'd blow out when their guests leave to save it. I suppose for me, it was about something that you'd actually get to use and enjoy.
So you went from scratch then, from that idea to a manufactured product?
Pretty much. I suppose that's where Morgan comes in as well. His business was in kind of sourcing, supply chain and distribution. So,
yeah, Morgan, you just tell me a bit about your own background. You had been in business for quite a few years and things were going very well. You were employing a lot of people.
Yeah, I think I started on my own when it was 2000. So I was 15 years with my own business. Our business, it ended up, we had offices in China, we had offices in Dublin, and we would have imported a lot of own brand product for supermarkets, seasonal ranges, homeware ranges. So 29 people we got to at one stage, and I suppose in 2008, when the recession hit, we would have seen a lot of our business disappear overnight. So we cut our costs, we did what we could, and bounced around the bottom probably till about 2015, when it's a cash heavy business when you're importing from the Far East and there's deposits, a lot of that. So we just finally gave up the ghost. And
from 2008 to 2015,
yeah,
it's a long time.
It is a long time, and the recession sort of lasted a long time. And it's only now when you look back, you realise how long it actually was. When you're in the middle of it, you don't think that. So it did go on and on.
So you finally shut up shop and it folded in 2015. Had Gina started the candles or was just an idea at that stage?
It had started, and the idea had been come up by Gina, and sales had just started, but it was never meant to be what it's become, I don't think.
But how were you feeling at that stage? I mean, 2015, a business that you had battled in the last few years to hold on to is gone. I presume financially you're probably fairly stretched.
It was tough. Like, I went from never really having an issue in terms of income to having nothing overnight, and it was tough for both of us.
Yeah.
So I lost everything, and that's like a lot of people out there did. But yeah, I didn't have time to think about it. We had to get up and go.
Yeah, overnight, literally, we went from nothing. You know, we were left sitting at the table going, right, we've got a startup, which I had left my career, I suppose, to focus on this. But as Morgan said, we never thought it would grow as quickly, but we never thought that Morgan's business would end as quickly. So we literally had a kitchen table moment where we said, right, you know, let's join forces. You know, we've got separate skill sets. I think there's a big opportunity. And, you know, we'd three small kids at the time, under four, and we said, you know, we're going to make this work. There's no option for failure here. And with a lot of help from family and friends, and I suppose a really long slog of late nights, we put everything we have into it.
So did Gina, Morgan, have to sort of talk you into it at all, or were you talking her into it?
No, not at all, not at all, not at all.
I was keeping him sane.
This is a joint effort. This was a joint effort.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the business itself, then, you decide to go for it, and you want to get up and running. You've got to get a product, you've got to get a product made, and then you've got to find a way of selling it.
Yeah, I suppose the idea of the brand, the Purcell Woodcock brand, the Purcell in the brand is my mother's maiden name. The Woodcock is Gina's maiden name. So it has a family heritage, and that's my supply chain experience. We had started this whole concept, and we were lucky that we had started the concept. Otherwise, I'm not sure we'd be here today as quickly as we were. So we had product, we got out there and we packed boxes, we put labels on, and we went around. Gina is the sales expert, and she went around selling like there was no tomorrow, and it's gone from there.
And where have you positioned it, Gina? You were talking about the luxury end of the market, those candles that would be, I presume, very expensive. Then there are others. How much would they cost, for example, yours?
So our kind of standard single wick candle would retail at about €18. I suppose for us, it's trying to bring a little bit of luxury to everybody. And I suppose from our personal experience and from a family perspective, you know, life is difficult. And, you know, across the country, finances are difficult over the last couple of years. And it's about giving that to everybody, you know, that can't afford the aspirational products or that don't have the time to go to the department stores to buy it. So we want to bring that little bit of luxury to everybody around the country to allow them to enjoy it.
So the outlets that you're in, are they sort of gift shops, pharmacies? What are they?
Very much a mix. So we're in most of the pharmacy chains, the garden centre chains, a lot of gift shops, interior shops, a lot of hotels, spas. You know, we're really lucky that it's just been really well received. You know, it's the packaging that I suppose attracts people's attention to it.
And the name sounds good. Whatever it is about candles, they all have a sort of a posh sounding
name. People ask
Woodcock
us.
Woodcock is. There's no denying that.
Don't get into the family battle on air. But people, you know, it's the first thing people say, you know, how did you come up with a great name? And, you know, it's a lovely testament to our families, you know, that we can use both names. And, you know, listening to Rachel's story beforehand, maybe something that we can pass on to our kids, you know, in further down the path. But yeah, they go well together. And
now the move into the UK, Morgan, is important because of the size of that market, and the Irish market is relatively
small.
Absolutely. It must be very competitive though as well over there.
A brief tale. Our first trade show that we did in the UK, the hall we went into, which was probably three or four times the size of Croke Park, to put it into perspective, had 89 candle brands. So when you arrive there, you're immediately nervous and you think, oh my goodness, nobody's going to want to buy our product, little old us. But after you get speaking to people and they listen and you get a good reception, you start to get confident and you start to enjoy it. So we've done very well in the UK so far. We've taken a sales rep on in the UK now full time. We do a lot of trade shows. We put a lot of marketing money into trade shows in the UK. It's a market of 66 million people. They speak English. I know, very topical earlier on in the show about Brexit, but no matter what, it is a big market.
It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah.
In terms of the two of you together and having come through the experience of the previous business and the toughness of that, and then the challenge of starting it all again, and you've got young kids and... Is you know, how well do you work together? Do you have creative differences? Or
anyone that we speak to says, oh my God, I could never work with my husband. I said, well, we didn't set out to, but we've very different skill sets that, you know, as corny as it sounds, we're sort of a match in work as we are at home. So Morgan's skill set is, you know, as we've said, kind of the supply chain, the sourcing, which is an area that I have no experience in. And I look after kind of the design and the sales element. So, you know, naturally we have our bickering in the office, but...
And do you have any rules about keeping it out of the house?
Dinner,
not talking about work,
Richard,
and candles?
It's 24/7, and that's the honest to God truth. It is. It's full time at the moment, and that's... But we enjoy it.
We're in a startup phase, and we know, you know, we're in the first 3 years, and it is all consuming, and we know that, but we'll try and introduce rules. Maybe it'll be our 2018 resolution to not talk at home about it, but for the minute, you know, we're in a growth phase and we've got to kind of go with it.
Do you find, Morgan, that from the previous business that you had, that you bring some of the learnings and experience of that into this business? Has it changed the way you might be involved in this business from that experience?
Well, it has, in the sense that you could probably call Gina my boss, which is very different. I've had no one really question me in 15 years in a big way, but we are working together. But in terms of the learnings, I suppose we do everything carefully. I would be, you know, I'm hurt from what happened naturally, so I would be naturally conservative and cautious. So that's one of the big learnings. But in terms of supply chain and getting stuff, it's very exciting, and it's what I do. So,
and it hasn't dented your appetite one bit for success in business, so fair play to you for that. Gina and Morgan Cassidy, founders of the Purcell and Woodcock brand of luxury, affordable luxury candles, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.